Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. Okay, so one of the mistakes or one of the issues that are coming in from several people are I'm seeing some things maybe done out of order or some strategic mistakes being made, and so the profits never come in, or maybe they stall or something like that. So it's kind of like when you're trying to diagnose maybe something wrong with your car and you're checking different things to see what needs to be done. So in one particular case that highlights a good example of this is someone had had maybe five or six different sites set up, and all of the sites, some of them, I think one of them had a lot of good blog content, but then the others were mainly just stores set up. And when you start out in a niche, I highly recommend you focus on free traffic and blogging. Yes, you want things to sell, and yes, those done-for-you stores are great and all, but they're not great if you don't have good content. So a lot of the problem that people have are getting targeted traffic that's going to buy. So when you're starting out and you're struggling and you don't have that money to go just pay for a ton of paid traffic, which I still don't like paid traffic, is you focus on making your blog something that people would want to go to every day. So if you have one of those blogs that's, or a domain that's set up and nothing on it but like an Amazon store, and that's it, and there's no content, and you're expecting there to be a flood of traffic, that's not going to happen. That's something that you have to work hard to drive traffic to. So what I suggest you do is whatever niche you're in, start out with one blog, get it going really well, then you go on to another one, okay? And how you do that, you want a clean layout, you want something, if y'all go to my top10toysforkids.com, that's kind of a clean layout, something with a white background, black text, nothing, you know, real odd looking where it has a full different color on the site that's hard to read for people. You want the navigation of the site to be really good. So bam, they land on the site and there's your blog. One thing that my son and I were sitting here talking about last night is one of the people's sites that we went to who had contacted me for help, they didn't know why they weren't making any sales. And I was like, well, I landed on the site. I couldn't figure out what was for sale. And there's a bunch of images, but they weren't buy links. So there was a shopping cart link, and we said, okay, well, let's click on the shopping cart link. Like, there was nothing to buy when you landed on the homepage. We couldn't figure it out. Clicked on the shopping cart link, and I didn't notice this, but Sean said, why don't you click on where it says return to shop? So we did that, and that took us to the store. But when someone landed right on their site, there was no store. There was no way to find what was for sale. And it was things like that that are just, they're strategic mistakes that a lot of marketers get in because you, when you're setting it up, you know where that store is. So you just assume that's going to be found. Other people, when they land on your main domain, are not going to be able to find your store if you don't have the navigation set up. So navigation is very important. Another thing that you should focus on before you start thinking of all those numbers and everything is getting that content to a place where it's truly helpful for people. So instead of just like randomly throwing survival products at them, for instance, because I'm in the survival niche, you need to have content that helps them explain why they need things. Why do I want to buy this and this particular tool? And why do I want to buy this brand over this brand and this style over this style? You need to educate them and help them see how they can use things. How will it help them? You don't just throw things in front of them to buy, because then what, you know, they can just go to Amazon. That's not why they're going to a blog. They're going to a blog for a real human account of how things can benefit them. So content, they say content is king, and it is. So you need good content to help people and to pull in that traffic. That's a big one. For that, I suggest you use keyword tools. There's a ton of free keyword tools, and I suggest you start out with long tail keyword tools. I'm sorry, not keyword tools, keywords. So what you want to do, for instance, if you're looking up something like survival kits, I think this was an example I gave to someone, instead of just doing a blog post on survival kits, you would do survival kits for your car or survival kits for families or something like that, that would help people searching just for that item find your blog post. It's easier to rank for, and you start getting the ball rolling for, you know, more of that targeted traffic that will then buy. Then you put a link in there taking them to something to buy. what you do once you get the ball rolling and you have blog posts is you start blogging at least once a week, preferably 2 to 3 times a week, really good meaty blog posts that are helpful. And then you start focusing on free traffic other than what pulls in naturally from Google and search engines. So for that free traffic, you go and learn how to do things like social networking, like how do you start a group or a page or something like that on Facebook and really start getting that engagement. You take courses on that and you start learning how to do that. One of the ones that came out today is called Pin Code 3.0, and that's Amanda Craven, and she always has really good stuff. Pinterest is great. It's free, and there's a lot of people, especially if you're doing anything that has tangible products, whether it's anti-aging or survival or toys or anything like that. Pinterest is going to be great for that. It's very, very popular. All different kinds of, like YouTube, for instance, is one of the best search engines that you can rank on. And you don't have to be on screen if you don't want to. You can use screen capture. You can use Cam Studio. And if you don't have Camtasia, Cam Studio is free if you want to do that. I know my kids, they basically live on YouTube. It's not, they don't watch TV. They don't go to Google. They go to YouTube. For me, I kind of take the back door on that. I go to Google first, and then I click on videos and find out which YouTube video I want. It's weird. I should just go to YouTube. But that's something that you need to master. Those are all free techniques, okay? And so when you're struggling, you don't have the money, and you're not doing things right, you have to start educating yourself about that. And yes, you may take these courses, and you may take 5 different Pinterest courses and get maybe 2 nuggets out of each one. And that's great, because each one of those nuggets is going to help you start getting more traffic to your site and more sales. Okay, so you always want to be educating yourself. I'm constantly taking courses on things. And so then once you start getting all the traffic rolling in and you're blogging, that's when you can move on to another niche site. But I wouldn't sit there and try to set up, you know, several at once when you haven't even succeeded with the first one. Succeed with the first one, maximize your knowledge, and then move on to other niche sites if you want to do that. But when you're trying to do like so many at once and none of them are seeing progress, you're wasting money and you're wasting time.